stuff. HR puffin stuff.
Psychedelic. Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, weed back then was terribly weak.
Oh, I'm
famously.
Sure.
So it's like, what in the fuck happened to the Crofts? Was it the Crofts Superstar?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
It was like, did that moldy rye bread?
Yeah.
Moldy rye bread.
They were told to be hashashi.
Welcome, everyone, to our town podcast.
Oh.
Please take a moment to like and subscribe, share if you can, and review if available. We'd love to hear from you. So comment below and tell us how we're doing. Don't forget to visit ourtownpodcast.com for all the links and join the members-only section of the website or sign up on Patreon. Now here are the boys of Our Town Podcast.
Yay!
That kid's got a bright future.
Yes, she does. I hope so, because she's got to pay for my retirement. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of Our Town Podcast.
Oh, it's extraordinary.
Coming to you from the I Am Renton space here in beautiful downtown Renton, Washington.
Yes. Thank you, Jeffrey.
What's going on, guys?
Geez, well, I'm loving every minute of it.
Loving every minute of it.
Because it seems like a long time in between we see each other. But then the day we're, like, taping, as the kids call it.
Yeah.
It gets here super fast. It's like, sit down and all of a sudden the music's on. It's like, wow.
Here we are again.
But it's good to see you. It's really good to see you guys.
Boys, tonight's safe word, if you need it, if you feel unsafe, just because in honor of our top five, which has a Brady Bunch feel to it, is
pork chops and ample shosh.
And you have to say it that way, too.
Is he saying it as like a James
Humphrey Bogart or something?
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Did you guys ever see the reality show that he was in with his bride that he got married to?
Oh, yeah, because they were on like the Surreal Life or something, right?
They hooked up in the Surreal Life, and then that spun off their own show. It was basically, it almost felt like it was like a show to monetize them going to therapy. Because Florence Henderson was like their marriage counselor, and they were having some problems.
Nice. Yeah.
I think it was called My Fair Brady or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Huh. That's clever. I'll take that. Yeah, medium, sort of clever.
And she was like America's Next Top Model or something that. Like a runner-up or a winner.
Now she does Mary Kay and Tupperware, I think, now. So.
Yep.
But yeah, she stepped away from Hollywood about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, well, good for her. Boys, a little trivia for you, a little short one, which may or may not be surprising to anybody. But did you know that Canada eats more macaroni and cheese than any other nation?
Jeez, I'm a little surprised by that.
I thought America would be
the cheese. We love the cheese,
and we've got the population over there. Right?
Also true.
But
per capita, or I think just total amount.
Just total amount. I don't know. I didn't
Good
do
job,
that.
Canada. No,
my question is...
You sell a lot of fiber supplements up there, I bet.
Is it like the normal mac and cheese? Like, you know...
It didn't say. Like Kraft macaroni or homemade. Sure.
Well, geez, I mean, half of it's about Wisconsin, right?
It's true.
So the way I see it...
Just the overflow of cheese into Canada.
Right.
Well, they put cheese curds on their french fries and stuff.
Oh, poutine.
Yeah, with the gravy.
I have not been brave enough to try poutine.
I would try it. It just hasn't been available.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
The local has poutine.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Potatoes in the end, remember. Yeah. So
next time I'm there.
We're not afraid to put gravy in. We put gravy on potatoes all the time.
Exactly.
With a bandit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why would that change?
Yeah. I mean,
it's just the shape of the potato. Oh, don't tell anybody.
I don't know. It sounds weird to me. And that's probably the reason why I'm like, I'm not interested in trying it. But, it's probably one of those things, if I tried a big, this is really good.
Yeah, and then you're like, where have you been all my life?
Gravy.
Right?
Oh, I love gravy.
All right, just checking.
Yeah.
That's a question to see if you're a real American or not.
Right?
Brown gravy's gravy, good. Sausage gravy, so whatever.
I don't eat sausage gravy, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know, what a drag. Because I bet it's good.
It's really good.
But I make it really good, just like brown beef gravy.
Wait, why don't you eat the sausage
gravy? It's got the pork. I don't know. It's like eating a human.
kinda, but yeah, a tasty yeah. human. So, nonetheless. Yeah,
if you can grow an ear on a pig, and you can, God knows I've tried. then they're close enough in makeup, like genetic makeup, to.
Mike's not close enough.
I don't think. I think it's too bright. Doesn't that seem really bright?
Yeah.
No, we want to be able to hear you.
I apologize to everyone for that fact.
Oh, but we got to get really serious here for a second. Bummer. And this is kind of a sad story, but Mike's going to share a thing that happened to him today.
All right. Well, yeah, I would. All right. I'm not necessarily ashamed of it. It's just.
Well, you don't have to say what extreme. It is, but just.
Like now or just sometime?
Describe. No, go ahead. Do it. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we had a good chuckle over this one.
All right. Well, geez. I experienced today something that really did affect me for a number of hours. It was a smell so bad that it just cut like an emergent, almost like a electric shock or the warning that your brain gives you around danger, that it was just so bad. It cut directly into my brain.
It took away your locks, and then when the smell faded, the locks came back.
No, I don't know.
Do you have any hair inside your nose anymore?
Oh, all man. Away. But it's just one of those things that it brought me back to my lizard brain. You know what I mean? There was just like flea.
Flea.
But instead of flea, I got a... I cleaned it. So
you're like,
where's the bleach?
The thing you're that, like, yeah.
Yeah. Did it trigger any? Because the olfactory is like the memory.
It was just like, what's the movie with, where he turns back into a prehistoric man or something? It's so good. Altered States with William Hurt.
Tommy Chong, right?
It turned me back into a monkey man. It was a primal smell of just like doom.
Mike's throwing
it's
poop
like
at
it. It's an H.P. Lovecraft smell. Otherworld.
It's like that scene from what was that stupid model movie that what's his face?
Zoolander.
The Zoolander scene where they're like, the files were in the computer and they're like,
so good.
Beating on the computer.
Yeah, they turn into the ape men from 2001.
That was legit the only thing movie that made me laugh. The rest of that movie's like, I'm feeling my IQ drop. Every couple minutes.
Oh, I loved it. The gasoline at the when they're sitting along.
Oh, no, spraying in there.
don't get me wrong.
Clean your compost bin, people. That's all I'm gonna say.
Don't get me wrong. I like dumb humor, but that was like beyond dumb.
Well,
I don't think I've seen that since it came out.
Oh god, it was dumb. The sequel wasn't much worse. It wasn't much better.
Yeah, was it much worse?
it was about the same. It was a lot of the. I don't know. People pretending to be dumb.
Nah. Boys, you want to jump into some headlines?
Let's do it every week, and
I don't want to be the beat on the Trump guy, but it's just he's in the news so much that it's hard not, and the stories are just so fantastical that it's hard not to talk about.
Well, and he's a huge influence in American world societies.
Yeah,
he just shouldn't be.
Yeah,
we should be so far beyond demagogues by now.
Oh,
right. And just this whole kind of just weird poser
that
shit.
Celebrity
and
culture.
It's a trip to me. It is. But and so that's why. And he's a clear and immediate danger to Western-style democracy and the rule of law, right?
Yeah.
Not to put too weird of a point on it.
Yeah.
And he's not alone in that by any means.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's a human problem.
Yeah.
It's something that we have to get a rap on if we're going to make it to Star Trek.
You know? Well, I told Todd that I forgot, I didn't send out an email. Todd likes to have his show notes electronically. I like to print them out on paper, and I didn't update Todd electronically. But Todd, this is one of the ones that I added just today, just because it came up. But the Arizona grand jury has indicted all the Trump usual suspects, and I'm talking like Mark Meadows and Giuliani and all those guys for election interference, and this includes felony counts of fraud, conspiracy, and forgery. And Trump has been unindicted co-conspirator. Is Trump. So he hasn't been indicted. But all the guys from the Georgia stuff, and they've got letters and emails that say, you know, we're going to do this illegal thing. And there's other people in the email saying, good luck with that. My best recommendation is find a good defense attorney now. you know, get them on the payroll.
That showed that they were thinking about this. Yes,
they knew.
Yeah.
So interesting. Just another. I have no idea when this case. Probably next year.
But also, I mean, and hopefully all that's true, and so that's easily provable in court, and the courts really do seek justice. Blah 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 blah. But just the fact that they went that extra step, knowing that it was illegal, knowing that it was felonious, right? So they were banking it. Yeah. On this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they knew, and they were banking on somehow Trump stays in power, and then
there would be no accountability until there was, because that's the thing. Once you abandon the rule of law and jump into bed with a pharaoh or a king or whatever else, it's like it's at their whim.
It's going to come back,
right? Whenever they desire you to be crushed, you would be crushed, right?
Yeah.
It's so weird to me that people fall for it. It's so weird.
Yeah. Well, how about this one? You guys will get a kick out of this, and I didn't realize this. Stephen Colbert pointed this out on his show, I think last week or the week before. The Trump Bible, if you go to the website, I don't remember what it is, like the freedombible.com or something, but in the frequently asked questions on the website about the Bible, one of the questions is, why are the pages all sticky? Why did the pages all stick together?
Because he printed it off of his
inkjet printer.
He printed it from his Pornhub account.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man.
Most of the Bibles, I don't know if you've ever, they have the thin pages because they're trying to fit so much into small book. But I just thought it was funny that they, it's part of one of his frequently asked questions. Why are the pages all sticky?
Oh my God!
Because he glued them together himself.
I wonder where those were printed. Were those printed in these United States?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
Right? I would.
Because that seems like an easy win.
Yeah. Right?
Why wouldn't you do that? Somewhere in Kansas or something, right?
I would bet he had them printed in China because it's cheaper than.
That would be my guess, but I don't know that.
I should look into that. Let's switch gears. I'll come back to Trump. But did you hear today that the New York Court of Appeals has overturned the Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, I just heard that on the way.
His
appeal.
Conviction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by 4-3.
Yeah.
Said that there was people that testified or were allowed to testify that shouldn't have testified.
Weren't directly named in the case.
So him being guilty of what he was accused of has been overturned?
Correct.
Yes, but he's still in jail. A couple of reasons.
A different state.
Because he's in California.
Correct.
So California is upheld, but the New York, which also, so he's like 16 years, I think, in California was his penalty.
I understand.
And then he would have had to go to New York and face that time, but it's been overturned.
Which
was 23.
Yeah.
And so now the prosecutor has to decide whether or not to retry at this point.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, he's not going to last forever unless it's an act.
I don't know. That's a decision for that department to make, right?
Yeah.
It's not a slam dunk case, obviously.
No,
right?
I mean, it got
overturned.
But
that's the thing. Is I think, because we always think that you can establish a pattern, but evidently you can't use that tactic to establish a pattern, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. I didn't really know anything about that.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I didn't follow
it
enough.
It's like 100 different people have said that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And let's say some are fibbing, just to be dicks.
Right?
They're not all lying.
They're not all lying.
Highly.
I mean, plus.
Astronomically fucking probable, dude. What an awful human being.
Plus, dude has money, right? So he can sue for libel.
I guess so. And just crush people's careers, right?
Right.
He's not the first human being to use their position to be gross as fuck. It's awful. But he'll die in prison, right? He's really...
That's what I would think.
But I wonder what kind of prison he's in. Hopefully a terrible one.
To quote from, that Mike Judge movie,
Oh man, it's awful.
I hate it when it happens. You know the movie where the guys are all working in an office environment, and the guy decides.
Oh, Office Space.
Office Space. Thank you. And then there's a line in the movie. He's like, is it the normal jail or is it the fuck me in the ass jail?
No, oh, man.
So let's hope it's that.
I mean, sometimes Vikings need to help each other out across the ocean, right?
What?
going back to Trump a little bit, I found this funny too, kind of like the sticky page thing. The probe, the FBI probe into the stolen documents that he stole, they called it, it was Operation Plasmic Echo.
Huh.
What?
I don't know.
Doesn't that sound like a weird, like...
Brian Eno album.
Brian Eno album. Yeah, like exactly. 80, a prog 81. Rock.
Yeah. Somewhere like, man, what drugs are those?
that sounds like the title of a D&D campaign.
Plasmic Echo, maybe.
Yeah.
Because the only thing I know about plasma is the, you know, the blood plasma, right? Yeah. I mean, there's no other...
There's electrical fields, yeah.
Oh,
or whatever that
right.
is, yeah.
yeah.
I don't know if that's spare or electrons
plasmic
or whatever
echo.
That is. Yeah.
Who came up with that and why? That's the interesting thing.
I don't know. Because it went over the heads of the people they were investigating.
Right? Nope.
I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. Crazy. What crazy times.
I saw them live in 82.
I saw them
live
for Boys to Call.
This is completely off topic, but I fell back in love, because I'll obsess over a song for like a month, maybe
yeah,
two.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just listen to it hundreds and hundreds.
Oh, yeah.
So right now, that is Roxy Music, Virginia Plain.
Oh, okay.
It's a perfect song.
It's a good song.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So and that's Brian Eno doing
yeah.
all the weird stuff. So
yeah.
And I didn't know that.
And Brian Ferry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who wrote it.
I think Ferry did. Yeah.
Ferry did, okay.
Yeah,
I often listen to Avalon and Slave to Love.
Right on, yeah.
That wasn't Roxy Music. That was just Brian Ferry, right? I can't remember.
I think Avalon's Roxy
Music. Roxy Music, yeah. But I think Slave to Love is...
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. But it's a cool song. So.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a funny one. House Democrats have introduced a bill called Disgraced. Have you heard about this? Called Disgraced
nope.
Former Protectees Act. And it stands for Denying Infinite Security and Government Resources Allocated Towards Convicted and Extremely Dishonorable People. So basically, if Trump gets convicted, they would take away his Secret Service detail.
Good.
Because that's just a law. That's not constitutional.
No.
Right?
So I think he gets it.
He gets it. And I think it even says constitutionally that he gets paid for life. I'm not
sure. Yeah.
Maybe.
So
yeah.
If that happens, he won't have any bodyguards for him in prison.
Yeah. I mean, who wants that detail, right? I got to hang out in prison for 8 hours a day or whatever.
Geez, I have no idea how that would work. He's never going to prison. No, I mean, come on.
Oh, with the appeals and everything?
Never, ever.
I mean, the big
never,
thing right
ever.
Now is just keep him from being president, right?
Because there's no way the Supreme Court would allow the chief executive in how they view the chief executive to be disgraced in that way.
I know.
Not a chance.
They
never,
were doing
ever,
the,
ever, never,
they
ever.
Were doing the arguments today for the presidential
the
immunity
super
stuff.
Immunity thing, I know.
And it just sounds like, I mean, this should be a slam dunk for all nine of
for
them.
For anybody
right?
who has ever read the Constitution
right.
or thought about it
should
for
be
10
a slam
minutes.
Dunk said, no, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No,
they're really,
no,
sounds
that,
like they're considering.
The presidency is a thing, man.
Right.
The unitary presidency or whatever they want to call it is utter nonsense with no basis in tradition nor law.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my brain just wants to burst.
One more Trump story.
One more.
Well,
Trump
and, has, but these are tests.
Yes,
it's not just Trump.
Yeah.
These people have really desired this power structure for a long time.
Yeah.
And I would dare to say never not wanted the power structure to be that way, right? Just the voice of a chosen minority, right? It's so dicky.
It's such a stupid. Trump has been performing like this little ceremony whenever he meets with some diplomat or something like that. So just, I think, a couple days ago, he met with the former prime minister of Japan. And I think his name is Taro Aso or something like that. I can't remember the guy's name.
You're going to get sued.
Taro Aso. But what he's doing is he's giving a ceremonial key to the White House.
Hmm.
And I saw a picture of this thing. It comes in a little wood box. It's like a key to the city.
Sure.
And you open it up, and on the inside of the box is like a carved picture of the White House. And he's giving these out like he's, one, still president. And two, he actually gave one of these to Netanyahu when he was president and told Netanyahu, according to Jared Kushner's
book. That's going to be worth something someday. Right?
Well, basically he said, anytime you need to, you just present this at the gate of the White House and they'll let you in. Like it's a thing. Right? Like it's a fucking thing.
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe through his administration he could put that order up, but after his administration, no.
Nobody's not going to get him. No. But it just it seems weird to me, and it seems like perfectly analogous with his whole presidency, right? I'm given the key. I'm given access away to whoever I want to give access to.
Yeah.
It just, I mean, who gives a key? I'm still waiting for Armando to give us a key to Renton, right? Or to even declare the Art Town Podcast Day here in Renton.
Yeah. Speaking of...
Fly the Renton flag upside down in distress.
Of us in the city of Renton, are we going to be doing the River Days Parade?
Oh, yeah. No, that's on my list to bring up, gentlemen.
Yeah, I do want to do the River Days Parade. All right. We need to find a vehicle because I ain't walking that thing.
Hey, Bob has a pickup truck.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, maybe we can.
So Armando's got a diesel pickup. We could just glump, 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 glump.
Do rolling coal on people.
And then stop. Because the brain moves at like 0.03 miles per hour.
No, I want like a golf cart or something, but a pickup truck would work. Would Bob be willing to drive us down the road?
The little
golf cart thing or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, Chris mentioned that, and it's like, I haven't talked to Bob, so I don't know for sure if he would. If he's even home for him to do that.
Yeah.
But
it's got to be hot.
Well, I know the kids are willing to hand out stickers and candy. Nice. We can give them bags of candy and stickers and then go around.
That's fine by me.
And then the next
that's
day.
That's how you get the youth.
The next day.
You capture the
all
youth
the stickers
podcast
are
audience.
All over downtown Renton.
Yeah. $50,000.
It's the annual Art Town sticker cleanup day.
One of our stickers is in the bathroom. From at the local.
Oh, nice.
Right on.
I don't have any idea who did it.
Yeah, no.
Nice.
No. I wanted to take some to Ireland and I forgot. But there was all kinds of places that, like, utility poles and stuff I could have smacked them on. But.
And, yeah, I mean, if somebody sees an Our Town Podcast extraordinaire sticker in Ireland, they still go to Spotify just like anybody else goes to Spotify, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
That's neat.
Yeah? Or even if they do it from, like, the Apple Podcast app, they'll still find us.
When I was in Anaheim, I stuck some around, so.
Did you? Yeah. Nice, nice. I keep forgetting to carry some with me. I'll have to.
But if that works overseas, too? Or do they even call it overseas anymore?
I mean, they would have to like do a Google search for it or open up their podcasting software and type it in.
So definitely sign us up. I don't know what we should. I mean, we could. Do you still have your van, the black one?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
oh
my god. Always do that.
Yeah. Dude, we should slap stickers all over your van.
Hey. No, I need to. So
I'm trying to think. I mean, my brother's got a old Chevy hot rod pickup truck. We might be able to do.
We could probably get one from U-Haul for an hour or two.
Well, I was trying to think if you could rent.
I'll just roll you guys down the street, you guys being afloat, and I'll hook it up to my bike. Great.
Dragging us down the road.
Oh, it'd be great.
Oh, love it. We'll just, I don't know.
Make
what
a float
we'll do,
out of it of some kind,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Make some signs. I don't know. That'll be great. I definitely want to.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll sign us up.
Yeah, sign us up. We'll figure it out.
It's hot, though.
I know.
I guess it gets over before it gets too hot, but it's like
people start lining up anyway around 9, 10 o'clock, and then
for us, I bet we'd have to be up there. Worth it though. I've never been
about,
in it.
I'm talking
where
about people that are in it.
Where do they all meet? Like at the Renton High parking lot?
They meet up down by McLendon.
I don't think yes.
Oh, okay. And it just comes right up Third.
Yeah, and it goes over to the parking lot over there where the library is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
And then you run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a sunroof on my car.
I did it last year with the Renton, the King Con Northwest convention.
Yeah, no, I think I saw you. Oh, for sure.
I was dressed as a Ghostbuster. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Nice.
Speaking of which, I'm going to be going to Crypticon with the Pacific Northwest Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. I might give you some money to buy me something if I don't make it there. There's a cat, I can't remember what his name is, but he creates a comic book, and you guys might know this. It's called It's out of my head now. It's about a gal that is going to hell.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Dodge Demon with a slant six.
Yeah, yeah. No, I actually have his first issue.
Yeah.
I did his Kickstarter. Yeah, I had him on the podcast.
I was going to do the whole thing, and I kind of communicated with him through
Ken,
Instagram.
Yeah.
Ken, that's
Ken's a good guy.
And I was asking him if he wanted to be on the show, but I haven't heard back from him. So
I mean, I could reach out to him. I mean, I think...
come on, Ken.
He follows my personal account.
Yeah, yeah.
I think...
He's out of
Olympia, so he comes up here for conventions and stuff.
Yeah,
including Crypticon, you think?
When is
this Crypticon?
It's coming up in the next few weeks.
Yeah, so when we conversed, he said, I'll be at Crypticon selling them, or you can order them online. I said, I don't know if I'm going to make it to Crypticon. Crypticon, I can't say it. Send me a PayPal link, and I'll send you the cash and send it over. And then I said, oh, by the way, we do a show out of Renton if you're interested in coming in and chatting about your stuff.
Yeah. Now, next time you talk to him, tell him that I'm one of the hosts of the show. He's like, oh, I know Todd.
Okay. All right.
We're like
guy.
Three kidneys to the Hard Town podcast body. I mean, we produce here.
Yeah, exactly.
We really do.
We really do. Guys, our favorite cameo guy, George Santos, he was running for another congressional seat. He has now dropped out.
Yeah.
He says it's because he doesn't want to split the vote and have the Democrat win. The truth is that he hasn't been able to raise a dollar.
Because it's a really good way to scam people out of money, and we have to make it a bad way to scam people out of money.
Isn't he ready to go to jail? Isn't he facing some criminal charges?
I know
he's in like Brazil or something, but
is he really?
Yeah,
he bolted.
But this means his cameo rates are probably not coming down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and so we just need to have him enough in the news, you know, to where it's still worth the $40.
Oh, my God. Guys, do you remember buying concert tickets and you would wait in line all night and hang out and they cost like $20?
I remember $10 for Van Halen.
Hell yeah. So there is a new court case, a new bill in Congress that was introduced, and about 250 artists, including like Billie Eilish and Cyndi Lauper and Dave Matthews, have all signed on. To help sponsor this bill to bring more clarity, I guess, to ticket sales. And the biggest thing they want to fight against is the bots that are buying up all the tickets and then selling them on the secondary market.
Yeah.
Right.
So short story, I've never seen Pearl Jam live. They were coming soon, and I was like, oh, I'd like to see him. It's been 40 years, right? So I signed up, and I got an early access thing, and I jumped on Ticketmaster when I was supposed to, and I got in. They had to wait in the little
queue. And they were sold out already.
No. I jumped on, and then I'm trying to get tickets, but as soon as I click on, because I was trying to get four of them, I click one, two, and then the other two would be gone. I'm like, fuck, got to back out, look for another area. One, two, three. Oh, those are gone, right?
Oh, man.
Fuck, and then I get kicked back, and I did it so many times that I got all the way kicked back.
So
and then it was like 8 minute wait.
Yeah, like you're the bot.
Like I'm the bot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, motherfuck. So then 8 minutes later I come back in and there's like spattering of seats and I'm like, motherfuck. Because I signed up for just one day.
And no floor seats or a floor.
No general admission or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Would have been so easy. So this is hopefully going to, and the other things is they're forcing ticket sellers to elaborate on all their fees before you go in to pick seats and stuff, so you know exactly. Because a lot of times it's like you jump in, like, oh yeah, the seats are $120 a seat, and then you get in, and then it's like $189 or $200 per seat because of all the fees that they don't tell you about until you click on it to go pay for it.
Yeah, you already entered your credit card info and shit. And then like, by the way, bro,
I was trying to buy tickets to see Steve Hofstetter. And they went from being $35 to $80 because of fees and whatnot.
Yeah, wow. Where was he? Where is he doing?
He's got a couple different shows coming up here in Washington, in Western Washington. He's got one up in Kirkland, I think one in Tacoma, and I think one in Seattle.
Man. Well, speaking of tickets and going to concerts, Madonna is being sued. I think a new class action lawsuit.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because she starts her concerts so late. So there's been several times people are accusing her of false advertising, unfair and deceptive trade practices, breach of contract, unjust enrichment, and negligent misrepresentation because she appears up to 2 hours late on a show. So everybody knows, you know, they say the concert starts at 8:30, the doors open at 7:30. Everybody knows the concert's not going to start at 8:30, right? It's probably going to be, you know, anywhere from 45 to an hour after that, right? But 2 hours late. I mean, this is like Axl Rose kind of stuff.
I was just going to say, that's Axl Rose's gig
What's it say in the contract?
I don't know.
That's my only counter to that. It's like, so if it's open-ended in her contract, then she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
I guess.
Whether it's rude or not, I guess, is a different question.
And what
question,
people are saying is like, well, I got there at 8:30, expected the concert to start in a reasonable amount of time, but then she doesn't start her concert till 10:30, and by 12:30, 1 o'clock at night, I'm like, I gotta go home. I gotta go to bed. I gotta work tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So you miss out on all the half of the show that she performs after. I think it's incredibly rude.
I can see breach of contract, but I think it's rude.
Yeah.
But is that something you can be sued for?
I hope so.
But I can't believe in this day and age that all of those contracts are pretty fucking specific.
I would think so.
Right. This isn't the first time there's been a concert. You know what I mean?
I want my brown M&Ms.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's a million pages to it.
That's Axl Rose did that for decades, man. He would show up 2 or 3 hours late.
Yeah.
In fact, I think...
you're there at a party. You're there for a long time.
He did that at one time up in Everett. And I guess people were like complaining. Yeah. And he's like, complain to the venue. They're the ones that shut off the power at 11 o'clock. I was like... Motherfucker, you started 3 hours late.
Yeah, no, that's a thing. And I don't know. And like you say, it's rude. It's because without fans, it doesn't really matter. Right? It's like,
I would have loved to see Madonna around the Ray of Light.
Nice
time frame, but
that's a good record.
It's a great record, and with all the old hits, I'm not much anymore to watch her. I don't know.
I haven't heard anything.
Maybe
past Ray of Light.
My buddy Graywell saw her when she was in town recently. And I guess
was it good or
it was? He said it was a good show. I think she fell off the stage on that one too. That's
I heard about that. So she's still performing. She's still dancing and doing her thing.
I don't know if she's dancing, but she's definitely up on stage. And
she's my age at least, right?
Oh, she's got to be 60 something.
She's in her mid to late, early to mid 60s. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. She was easily 10 years older than us, dude.
Yeah. I think so, because she went to New York in like the late 70s and was trying to be a dancer and stuff. First album was like 82.
I was in middle school, I think.
I think when she blew up, she was like 25 or 26.
Right on. Yeah, I was in middle school. I guess you're right, man. I was in middle school.
Yeah.
Crazy to think about, but...
I think
talented lady would love to have seen her perform in her prime, but I think it's absolutely...
First artist to make a $1 per unit sold.
Oh, really?
The first in the history, because she just went to Batman, made Maverick and all that kind of stuff also.
Oh,
but also just as an artist got paid $1. And remember what we were paying for CDs.
Yeah.
Right, they were like $20.
Yeah.
Right, and it's like, and she got one of those, and it was a huge moment.
Yeah,
as opposed to
where's
the
all that money?
Nickel that somebody was making,
or
the 3 cents a unit.
Yeah,
well, she moved over to England a long ass time ago, and I think the last time I saw an interview with her, she had a British accent.
Yeah,
and it was weird because I knew she grew up in or lived in New York forever. But have you guys seen her recently?
Just
it's sure not been kind, you know, to her. She looked like
time is entropy, and entropy is hard
waits
to hug
for no one.
Well, the photo I saw of her, she looked like a blobfish.
I don't know, but she's done a lot. I like that lady.
Don't get me wrong, I like her music. I don't know if I would call myself a fan, but I like her music.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'll go home and I'll throw on like your greatest hits kind of a thing. There's a few songs
I don't go out of my way to listen to her specifically, but if I'm listening to like an 80s playlist, I don't skip her or anything. So,
holy moly, boys, TikTok. A law just got passed, and Biden just signed it into law that TikTok will be canceled unless it's sold or divested out of the Chinese hands. I don't particularly use TikTok. My daughter does.
I do.
How do you feel about?
I think that something's going to happen where it's not going to go away. Honestly,
somebody's going to step in and buy it. Somebody would have to run patches for it, right? It would be about it. Not be able to be supported by TikTok.
What's weird is because everything I've heard is like there's only like one or two investors who are from China. The rest of the company is not in China.
No, but the government can force. The Chinese component of TikTok to do whatever the Chinese government wants.
The Chinese component is two investors.
Well, so there's nothing happening in China to do with TikTok.
As far as the servers go, the servers are here in the States. And they have servers in other countries too, but like the big ones are here. So yeah, they said that in the court proceedings with the CEO, he's from Singapore, and they asked him all these.
No, I remember all that.
Outside of one or two investors, our company has nothing to do with China.
Do you know what the majority stakeholders are? Do they own most of it? The two guys?
I don't think so. I don't think they're the bigger shareholders. I don't think they are. I don't remember if they even mentioned that part of it.
But yeah, I don't know.
That they said that there's a couple investors who are out of China, but beyond that, we're not a Chinese company.
Do you know? Are they incorporated here or somewhere?
I would think so. Trying to remember. All I remember them saying is like we have our two biggest servers for TikTok is in Houston. You know, and the Chinese government doesn't have access to the servers.
Yeah. Well, if it is China,
and I don't think that was it anyway. Breaking into stuff like that is a whole different animal. But it was just the setting of their algorithm to show us weird propaganda that's beneficial to China. I think was the big potential stink about it, whether or not that's possible or not.
We're stealing information.
Of course.
I've seen a lot of people say is that the reason why they're trying to get it shut down is because it's like the one platform that is not like governed by anybody. There's nothing in place that prevents people from talking about specific topics without it being like censored by government. If you did a search for the riots in France, you could find people like rioting in France in video of it happening. If you search for it on any of the meta platforms, whether it be Facebook or Instagram or even Threads, it would not come up with anything other than like beautiful photographs from France. They wouldn't show you any of the current news happenings as the riots and whatnot or whatever that happened.
Really?
Yeah. I did it myself. I searched for it on TikTok and it came up and there was protesters and fucking everything going down the middle of the street, and you did a search over on Instagram and it came up with like pictures of the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre and all that stuff.
Even with the same search parameters?
Yeah, France. That's it. Just type in France on both platforms, and one would show you photos of
I don't know if that's necessarily good, right? Because even at the time, the riots, is that the number one thing to think about for a country? If you would put in protests in France and it showed you the Eiffel Tower on one.
But the point is that there was no filters in place to prevent that from showing up on TikTok, but there was something going on with the other platforms where that did not come up.
At least immediately.
I mean.
Without further prompting.
Specifying like certain phrases that would imply that particular thing.
Sure. Beats me.
And this, what's another thing that seems to be funny is most people when they think of TikTok, they think of like preteens and teenagers doing dance videos. There's a lot of people on TikTok that don't do any of that shit. I don't see any of those videos because I don't ever stop to watch them. I scroll past or I'm not interested on the menu. But most of the stuff I see nowadays is either like comedy routines, stuff about Trump, because some of that's also comedy. And then what was the other thing? I see a lot of puppet videos too, and dogs and cats.
Love puppets. Puppets.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of people that work at Sesame Street that I follow.
I think the easiest way to remedy all of these fears and the very real fear of just having our society steered by these for-profit platforms is to regulate it like we do all of the airwaves. The same kind of thing, just like it was broadcast radio,
right,
or broadcast TV. Why wouldn't it have the same set of rules?
Because it makes big companies a lot of money. That's
sure. I don't see why it couldn't still. Of course it still would. It's just like putting seatbelts in cars, right? They're like, it'll end the industry. You know what I mean? No, it didn't. Thank you. And hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans have not died because we took that step, right? It's like these platforms have not shown any propensity to democracy, really.
And honestly,
right? They don't believe in that same model. They don't want to flatten the pyramid, right? They're corporate. Right? They're not our friends.
The other thing that people don't seem to even think about is like if China wanted that data, they could just buy it.
Yeah. I'm sure Facebook would be happy to sell it.
Facebook,
to
them anyway. Facebook
unless
and Google?
There's some regulatory system to slow them from doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is or not. And I mean, we can't pretend that China's not an aggressor in many ways, right? I understand that we are the guys with the 200 military bases. Or sorry, I mean, military bases in almost 200 countries. Sorry.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? That doesn't diminish the fact that China is an aggressor in many respects, including like breaking into our systems and stealing our shit, right?
Again, I think if they really wanted the data, they could just buy it. They don't have to steal it.
Why not shoot for both?
Yeah, right? I mean, really. They could just say, hey, Mark, give us the data on these and why would they want our data? What information are you getting from private citizens that is...
It's all trends, right? Yeah. And how they can influence those trends, and in the case of like democracy, how they can diminish our faith in democratic institutions.
What's going on with this is it feels like it's propaganda. Like people are saying that the Chinese government is spying on us. It's like, of course they're fucking spying on us. That's a given, man.
They got balloons and shit.
All of the above. All of the above, right? It's much more cost effective than building thousands of nukes you never want to use.
And they're scaring people by saying that, hey, we're listening in on your kids' TikTok accounts. When they could just go ahead. You know what? We're gonna get it from Google or Meta or whoever has been collecting a lot of data for these things.
The algorithm and how it influences trends is the biggest I can see it.
Right?
But that seems to make the most sense, and that's why it's obvious and makes sense, because if you're an advertiser, of course you want to see these trends.
Yeah.
Who's got money? How are they spending? Blah, 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 blah. But if you're somebody who wants to destroy democracy, right, you just keep in all these inflection points and ages and all this shit, you just fucking pick it apart.
I know.
It's the acid of our social glue.
Yeah.
One large aspect of that. There's plenty of that going on.
Oh, man. I just purchased a widget for my camera, for my Canon, and I've been debating on whether or not to get it. It's like $300, but it's like a little mini brain that helps you select the right settings, and you can see it on your phone, and you can make adjustments to your camera. So if you're doing like a landscape, you can pick the points that you want in focus, and it'll select the optimal f-stops and shutter speeds to get the best color and all that stuff. So I've been debating it, and I looked it up. I saw this unit, and I looked it up, and then sure enough, just every day, just inundated with friggin' ads for it. And then I started getting ads on my work phone. And then the wife started getting ads on hers, and it was just like, and it started popping up when I was like on the like the Yahoo homepage, and I'm scrolling through news stories. It would be like, fuck, all right, I'll buy it already, Jesus.
Yeah, just to make it stop.
Just make it stop.
You got me.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's there is ways to like manipulate the embedded ads. You can actually tell your phone, at least you can on an Android. You probably can on an Apple as well, but you can go, I don't want to see this again, don't show me. More often than not, it does abide by that hey, I don't want to see this again. I've been getting ads for Square, like the little card reader thing. Like, why do you keep showing me this shit? It has nothing to do with me. I'm not using anything that other than maybe I purchase things from people at conventions and whatnot that use those. Maybe that's why. But I couldn't figure out why I kept seeing these damn ads for the card readers. Like, I'm not a small business person. I don't sell things. Stop showing me this shit.
Man.
And have you guys seen the new search on the Facebook?
Oh, the AI.
Ask better AI anything.
I'm like, want to chat with an AI. I just want the results to my fucking question.
But they want us to chat with the AI so they can follow our behaviors. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It's weird,
man.
I think the only way around it is to stop using social media.
Yeah.
And aren't there just certain philosophies that are traps for robots and shit? You can ask it the meaning of life or something. It goes, ebity, ebity, ebity. What'd they do to V'ger in Star Trek?
What was the question they asked in Blade Runner?
Does not compute.
What was the Blade Runner question? Have you guys seen that movie? It's an animated movie on Netflix called God fucking damn it. Anyways, it's about this family in the future, and this AI takes over and starts like putting people in cages and shit. And the only thing that seemed to break the AI is every time they saw their dog, which looked like it was it was a really compact looking dog, and the computer would look at the dog and go, dog bred, dog bred.
Like a loaf of bread.
Loaf of bread. It was like dog. No, was that dog? Was it
dog? Bread dog.
It was like dog bird. Loaf of bread. Error.
And
it was,
I'm gonna go home tonight and use my AI picture generator to create a dog loaf of bread. A loaf dog.
You know, I have the sound on my phone. Hold on.
Holy shit! And did you guys see that the FCC just voted to reinstate net neutrality?
Yeah. And take it the next logical step and regulate the fucking, the ether.
I don't know about that.
Do it.
I mean, it's...
Can always stop it, right? We've taken away plenty of regulations. It's not like they're, written in stone.
Maybe.
And less and less all the time, actually. But I think it's certainly worth a try, and just in the nick of time, I would say. And that doesn't get rid of any of them. It doesn't. It's like, nor a private enterprise, nor any of all that profiteering, etc. It just says there's some shit you can't do. Right? It has to work in the public good,
right,
or it doesn't belong with the public. Right?
Yeah.
If somebody wants to go to a cigar bar, cool. Right? But smoking in restaurants was just decided.
Gnarly. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That it wasn't okay. Did I tell you guys about smoking in Ireland?
Yeah. I love it, though.
Everywhere you turn around. It's like, I know. Damn it.
But I get it. It's like, because my liberty ends where somebody's liberty is impacted by it. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pee pee poo poo. The monarch. Oh man,
doctor girlfriend.
Yeah. Man, speaking of nothing in particular, did you guys hear? There's a woman, who 21-year-old woman, that tried to board a flight at the Memphis airport with 56 pounds. Of
Memphis, Tennessee.
Mary Jane.
Oh, that's a terrible idea. Oh,
dumb idea.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
And what happened was, I think the conveyor belt or something.
Oh, that lady.
Oh, was that the lady that was in the picture?
No. Oh. Kind of, but no, I've known that lady since she was a young person.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But the luggage, like, broke open, and it was, like, sort of discovered, so the police came And by the way, she had like her name tag on the with her name and phone number and all that stuff.
No way.
And she couldn't do anything. Felony weight with a
return to
street value of between 171 and 342K in her bag.
Well, no, that's heavy felony. In a Tennessee prison?
In a Tennessee prison.
Well, I wonder if she was coming in from another airport, like cross state lines, so it's a federal crime, even worse.
I found that sound bite.
Oh. Oh, sorry, wrong.
Come on.
What? Mary Jane, devil's lettuce.
Oh, that's why.
Felonies are, man, that's rough. I don't want to go to Tennessee prison. That would be awful.
I want to go to prison at all, but Tennessee prison?
Yeah, because everybody thinks, how about Barbados? You know, it's like, no. It's still prison.
Do you think they have air conditioning in Barbados?
But it's awful.
No.
But it's awful.
Why is it not
playing? Have you been down to that area, the Caribbean, as the kids call it?
Grand Cayman Islands in Jamaica.
Jeez, how's that?
It was nice. Yeah. It's fun. It's a nice place to visit, but I mean, you went to Belize.
Yeah, so it was hot for me personally. I think if I were younger, I would have done better.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know.
You're old and crotchety.
No, I just beat my body up.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to get used to the hot steaminess.
How long ago was that? When did you go down there?
I think I was 50. No, it was before the pandemic,
dog,
anyway.
Pig, okay.
Dog, pig, dog, pig, 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 dog, loaf of bread, system error.
I laughed so hard at that. I literally like kept rewinding that part of the movie.
What show was that?
It was Meet the Petersons or something. I'll find it. I'll send it to you guys later. But it's a funny animated movie on Netflix, and the computer or the robots were saw the dog, dog pig, loaf of bread. You know, so funny.
Maybe Otter and Ollie are gonna have to run into some robot out in the wasteland. I'm trying to come up with something similar to Bartertown, and the wife suggested Barterville.
Sure.
And I'm thinking that might be too close to Bartertown.
What's Bartertown?
The third Thunderdome, Mad Max, Tina Turner. That's the place where you go.
Tick and Trade, the...
Bartertown.
Yeah.
Barterville, I thought was kind of funny.
What's another word for barter?
I don't know. Trade.
Trade Town.
Treasure Trade Town.
Trade Town, Tradeville. I don't know.
Give me all your money.
Trading Town.
Trading
Town.
Trading Town. That might work.
That's I like.
Trading Town. Trade a ton. That could be part of the little catchphrase to get people to come to Trading Town.
Come on down to Trading Town and trade a ton.
Yeah, and somebody keeping the peace in a place like that.
Yeah.
There always is.
Well, speaking of robot and dogs, Todd, did you guys see the Terminator? Have you seen this thing?
What?
It's a robot dog that has a flamethrower attached to its back. You can purchase it for about $9,500. It's a remote-controlled. It looks like it's about the size, like it would fit on this table.
Well, it's an assault thing, is
exactly.
What it is.
Exactly. Yeah,
fuck, I want 20 of them. That's not bad.
It's
10
not
grand?
Bad.
Oh,
10
yeah.
10 grand.
Dude, just hire a bunch of security dudes to use those. Oh, my God.
I don't think they're like they're autonomous or anything, but maybe you could set them up in like a pattern go around here.
That would be flames, flame on.
The flames are for, you know, pyrotechnics, entertainment purposes, or to get rid of pests, to, you know, all that stuff. I don't know. So I tried to go to the website to look up more, and the website maybe crashed or whatever.
Even
it was taken down.
The dickiest dictators don't use flamethrowers. You know what I mean? It's like, that's going an extra step.
That is going an extra step, man. Napalm and shit like that.
It's rough. That's rough. No,
Go check it out. They're actually kind of cool looking. They look like every other sci-fi movie that has robot dogs.
Yeah.
So it's like the body.
Yeah,
and
which
got,
I
like,
think
a little
brilliant idea,
dome
man.
Camera underneath it, but then it's got this big flamethrower on the back.
Fuck.
I'm waiting for the one that has the 50 cal.
Yeah.
The Vulcan minigun on there.
I don't know. For certain situations, I'd rather use something like that than a human, right?
That's true.
But I don't know. Yeah. We just need to get past the need for such things.
Although
that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I always just wanted, like, warthogs. If I was a baller, a gangster, I'd have me some trained either hyenas, like a fucking mobster, or warthogs. Oh, my God.
Oh, those things are gnarly.
They're
gnarly.
They
will fuck you up.
Oh.
Oh, man.
And they're just indestructible.
Yeah.
If they're face on, oh, man. No, they're nigh impenetrable.
Nope.
What are we talking about?
Like wild hogs, warthogs.
Oh, okay.
If I was a, you know, a millionaire, you know, gangster.
You just have hyenas. Pablo Escobar's hippos, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who kill way more people than hyenas and,
trampled
combined.
Shit out of
and warthogs all together.
Boys, the world's smartest city list came out, and the U.S. is not in the top 20.
Washington. Oh. Wow, not with that attitude.
When I first read the list, I thought it was like, okay, where are all the smart people at? It's more that the cities are defined as urban settings that apply technology to enhance the benefits and diminish the shortcomings of urbanization for its citizens.
Like smart technology.
So smart technology,
gotcha.
Smart roads, all that stuff. So top 10 list mostly comes from Europe, of course, and three of these came from Switzerland.
Huh.
But Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, Helsinki, London, Lausanne, I think I'm pronouncing that, in Switzerland, Copenhagen, Denmark, Singapore, Geneva, Canberra in Australia, which is kind of cool, Oslo, Norway, and Zurich, Switzerland makes the top of the list as the smartest city in the world.
Notice how none of the cities are anywhere near the United States.
That's what I was saying.
Well,
none of
we haven't invented our infrastructure, because that's all infrastructure stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just, after they did it in the 30s,
it's good enough. I think Washington, D.C. was on the list, New York and San Francisco, but they're like 40 and 50 in the 50s. Top list, which is, you know, kind
of. Yeah, because we just wanted to, we got talked out of it. The Reaganomics thing talked us out of it.
How many people could you put to work, you know, building the cities of the future and making those kind of improvements? It just doesn't.
I think some of them believe it, but most of them just want to enrich themselves. But some really do believe that the private sector will take care of it when necessary or something. It's a weird culty thing.
It really is.
Yeah, because there's no evidence behind it.
Did either of you guys check out that subreddit that I put in there?
I didn't because I didn't have time, but
it's a subreddit about like weird names, and the group is called Tragedy, but it's spelled like really weird
to make it sound like somebody's name. So there's a thing on Twitter, or X, as the kids call it now. There's a meme thing where people are posting funny names that they think would actually make a good name for a girl, for a baby girl.
Chlamydia.
No.
Well, the list I found was Activia.
Activia? Isn't that like
Activia.
A belly?
Olive Garden.
No.
Ramen.
Oh, well.
Sega Dreamcast. One of my all-time favorites, because I loved this shit when I was a kid, Velveeta.
No.
Loved Velveeta sandwiches.
Velveeta, come down here and clean up after yourself right this instant.
Can you just slice Velveeta?
Oh, yeah.
Just take slabs off of it?
It's like a Kraft singles, but in a block.
Gotcha.
Thing. And I used to do white bread, big, thick. Hunk of Velveeta with mayo.
Velveeta was the grossest, nasty thing.
No, man. Grew up on that shit. Maybe a slice of bologna in there.
Nice, just to get all of the salt.
But it was like the government cheese that we used to get when I was a kid.
You could just grab a bar of Velveeta then, right? Because I grab a bar of cheese.
It's like chewing on plastic, man.
Put it back in the drawer. There's a fucking box. My old lady's like, what?
Fucking bite out of it. I'm going to start doing that. It's getting so pissed off.
It's just marking my territory.
But yeah, if you guys want
cheese, bro.
If you guys want a good chuckle or like, you know, a migraine starter, go through this subreddit. It is like, I've seen names like, there's no fucking way someone's named their kid that. That cannot be a name. I don't care how you pronounce it. It doesn't come out like that when you. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking calamari, Melissa Lemoncella, tilapia, which is sea bass, right?
Well, no, they're freshwater.
Freshwater. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, alimony. God, somebody's preparing for the.
And it's like, you know, and I've talked about this before. There was someone who got fired from their job at an airline because they
alley money.
They took a picture of the boarding pass for this kid whose name was Absidy.
Absidy,
but it's the first five letters of the alphabet.
Oh my god,
Absidy.
That's actually kind of brilliant. Did this all start with Gwyneth Paltrow naming her kid Apple or whatever?
No, it probably started with Northwest.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Or Paris Hilton.
I hear he's going to get into porn now. Kanye West, like producing porn of some sort. I breezed through an article.
I think he's just going to start publishing his own webcam footage.
Oh, God. Felony, I think you mentioned that, Todd, was the last one. But it's probably pronounced felony.
Yeah. Well, I guess, Dave Filoni from Star Wars fame, right?
That's a last name.
I know.
I mean, who names your child North when your last name is West? Is the next child going to be called Southwest?
Yeah.
Or West?
My name might get Jupiter, so I'm backing out of this talk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a real name.
You know, that's at least that's something that's kind of neat. It's a planet.
We did.
But the thing is, it's like...
Sorry, Mama.
You're like, what can we call our daughter? I'm looking at my calendar.
But alimony.
Looking at my $50,000 watch that has a compass on it. You know what? Maybe we can call her Northwest.
Yeah. That's just lazy.
That's really fucking lazy.
Ramen.
Does it turn to ramen? Well, I don't know. Ramen's a life-saving thing, right? That's like.
And how many times do you think ramen's going to have people call them Roman?
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's ramen. No, I thought you wrote it wrong.
Did you guys have any shitty nicknames based on your name in school?
Yes, and I'm not repeating any of them.
Mine was Up Chuck. What's up, Chuck? Get it? What's up, Chuck? I'm like, I got it the first 35,000 times you said it.
Well, hey, at least it wasn't retard.
I had Breastler, too. Everybody's like, Breastler. Breasts. Really? That's the best.
All your friends of Beavis and Butthead?
That's lazy, but thanks for reminding me of Breasts.
Your name is Breastler.
Because that's never a bad thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, we had
I'm glad that we've come so far with our own, comedy chops that such childish things are far beneath us.
Oh my God.
And the funny thing is, the people that called me that thought I was not bright enough to figure out what they were saying. I was like, no, I get it. It's stupid, but I get it.
Just
dumb. Yeah, people can be dicks.
Just dumb.
It's kids. Dumb.
I was only kidding. It was just a joke. Why are you getting so mad?
Yeah. Making fun of things that people can't change, right? That's the thing. It's like, I could shower. I just refused to. So if somebody wants to talk that line, that's great.
There you go. Gentlemen, we had a celebrity death. I didn't follow this guy's career because I didn't watch McCloud, but Terry Carter, who played Colonel Ty on the original Battlestar Galactica, just passed away.
Yeah,
95 years old. Jeez. So good life on him.
Mm-hmm. I think he even made a cameo appearance on the newer Battlestar Galactica.
I kind of think he did too.
He wasn't in a.
That would have been
lot.
20 years ago.
Hmm. It came, yeah. Oh my God, 20 years ago.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. The miniseries came out 20 years ago, and then the TV series, which is. He was in like one scene in one episode, like second or third season or whatever. Hmm. He was kind of like. I think he was like one of the. In one of the ships that's all like senior citizens, he was in that.
Oh,
he was
nice.
Kind of in the background, I think.
Hmm. Yeah. He didn't have a huge role that I remember in that one season of Battlestar Galactica. I mean, he was always there, kind of in the background.
Colonel Ty in the original series was kind of like the second in command to Adama.
Yeah.
And anytime Adama wasn't there, it was Colonel Ty.
Fell to him. Yeah. Huh. Anyway, rest in peace, Terry Carter. 95 years old.
I mean, well done, sir. I hope that was...
Jeez. You should be so lucky. Hopefully he was healthy.
Jason Lee is 54 today.
Nice. Happy birthday, skater. Jason Lee. No War for Heavy Metal. Fucking love that guy.
Yeah.
He was on the Blind skate team, which was just unreal.
He was all in all of those Kevin Smith movies back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. And my name is Earl.
Which I never watched.
It's such a great show.
Right on. Yeah, I've never seen it.
I mean,
but I like that guy.
I watched it almost religiously because it was so funny. He and Nathan Sibley were both in the show. They played brothers, and that's when I found out they were both in the Church of Scientology. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he's since left, right?
Yeah, he's basically. Left. Nathan Sibley is still in it.
Yeah. I don't know. Boys, anything new that you've discovered? Todd was telling us about that TV show, and you think it was called...
It was Surreal Estate. And I finished the last episode last night, and it's so good. I think I described it as kind of like an X-Files or the show Evil. It's like Evil if it was about like flipping houses.
Yeah.
And basically these guys are called in when someone has a house they're wanting to get rid of because it's haunted and it's they can't handle it anymore. It's like, I just want to get rid of the house. And so what he does is, because he has like these abilities to be able to communicate with the dead and whatever else, and he's able to help them move on so they can turn around and sell the house. And it's basically every episode is another like whodunit, like why did this person die? How are we going to help them, go beyond or whatever.
Hmm. Right on. And the guy from Evil has showed up.
Yeah,
in
Luke Cage himself.
Fallout. Oh, no, I was talking about the
Evil guy.
The Evil guy. He was also on Lost and all that. He shows up in a Lost episode. He's in Fallout. Did you get to check
it? No. Are we going to talk about Fallout?
We are.
Oh, yeah, no, I loved it.
He's the guy that played the guy that got his head lopped off. He was one of the Enclave scientists.
Sure.
Yeah. Now he played a good guy for once. I've not seen him in anything other than Evil. So in Evil,
Fallout.
Yeah.
Enclave's not really good.
But he's not an evil guy.
I don't think so. We don't know. Well, I don't know because I haven't watched the whole series. So don't spoil it. I've watched the first five.
I mean, he may not be a good guy, but he's not an evil guy. You know, that's what I'm getting at. So.
We're doing this in a minute.
We'll do our take in a minute. Okay.
In Evil, he's like a demon.
I haven't watched it yet. Is it super creepy or medium creepy?
Medium creepy.
There's a couple.
Because I like the Luke Cage guy. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Coulter. Yeah, he's a cool dude. He was actually at SummerCon like 3 years ago. He's not as tall as you think he is.
Yeah. That's another one. Are we thinking about doing SummerCon? Can we go down and do SummerCon?
I'm definitely going, but I'm also working it too. So.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. But if you guys want to come down, we can
have to go visit. And,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Do
yeah.
a little recording
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Was that the we did the thing with? Was that Dyer Oxley show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool. How's that guy? Anybody talk to him?
I think he got married or something.
Did he really?
Posted a bunch of photos.
He's still on KUOW. I hear him.
Is he? Okay.
Oh yeah. And he does their. Every daily, like, synops. It's, that's not the word for it, but yeah, no, he's cool. Okay. Yeah.
A breakdown of some sort?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think of him, I think of the Jedi church over in Spokane.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have to go to Spokane in a couple of weeks, and I'm probably going to end up spending 2 nights there.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to go to the Church of Jedi, but they're only friggin' open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh.
So I'm going to miss out on the ability to do that. So.
Every time I've gone over there, it's been on a day that they're not open.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're also, the hotel we end up always staying in is like on the opposite side of Spokane. So it's like...
Yeah, they're more like Spokane Heights or something where the church is.
I think so.
That direction.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah,
but the Jedi Temple.
The Jedi Temple, that's what it is. What about you, Mike? Any new podcasts?
Yeah, I did. I just started in on a podcast today. I wrote it down.
Oh.
I've really enjoyed it. So it is called Book of Constellations.
Oh.
So it's not a full cast. It's the writer, the producer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He does the... It's all him. So he's doing, he did like a reading, basically. But he's really good at it. He's into it. He's a good writer. I thought it was going to be like, was it Highway to Heaven with Michael Landon?
Yeah,
something like that, but it's gone in a different direction than I.
Okay.
And I was still enjoying it anyway. Even the Highway to Heaven, you know, direction that I thought it was going,
nice.
I was in for that.
Nice.
But yeah, so far it's so good. I'm really enjoying it, yeah. And it's not a full sound effects, full, you know, which is most of the... you know, online radio stuff or online drama stuff I listen to is typically full cast, special effects, etc. So this is pared down. It was cool. I liked it.
I was just thinking that maybe in an episode, Otter gets lost in the desert, gets separated, gets lost in the desert, and meets a Highway to Heaven guy.
Guides
him back.
Are you Michael Landon?
Also,
what was his name in
Victor French?
But he was in Bonanza.
Yeah, Little Joe.
Little Joe. Well, not right now. I'm not.
No, son, this is Little Joe, and he points to his crotch.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But no, the other thing, I started watching season 2 of Velma last night, and I shouldn't have started watching it right before bed, because I fell asleep, I think, 2 episodes. And it was better, I think, than the first season. It's lots more references to Scooby in this one. Which is not, they're not referencing a dog named Scooby either. It's a government program called Scooby, which is
nice.
In itself kind of fun. But yeah.
And that's the Mindy calling.
Yeah. Kaling, yeah.
Kaling, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. No, I haven't really anything new. I'm trying to get done with Shogun, which has been an excellent series. It's kind of slowed down in the episode I'm on. I think I've got 2 more episodes to go. And then trying to finish off Sopranos. God, we're light at the end of the tunnel on that one. Mm. We've got like maybe 10 episodes left to finish that off. And then started the Fallout series like we talked about. We're going to review that on the Art Take segment, which you can find on Patreon, which is French for please give us some money, and on the members only section of the website. So go check those out.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good news.
Good news.
News, everyone.
Anything else, boys? End this episode on a podcast.
On Tuesday at 6:30 Pacific time, if you have an Oculus, you can come find me on the Whose Turn Is It Anyhow world in Horizon Worlds. On Saturdays, same time, is the actual show. Tuesdays is kind of the open mic where everybody gets pulled up on stage at some point. On Saturdays, is they have a preset list of 4 people that are going to be doing all the games. I think that was last Saturday, so I don't think I'm going to be in this Saturday because they don't have you do multiple weeks at a time. But yeah, come check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's basically the same thing as Whose Line Is It Anyway, but it's in the virtual world. So yeah, come check it out.
Nice.
Totally cool.
All right. Ending on a positive note, I got an Oscar Wilde quote, kind of carry over from my Ireland trip, but he wrote, to live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist. That is all. Nice. So get out there and live a little life.
Yeah. Yeah, for yourselves.
For yourselves. All right. Thank you for joining us this week. Yes. And we'll be back next week.
Yes, we will. Thank
you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Please like, subscribe, comment, and share. And if you think this episode is worth $1 or $5, the boys would love to have it. Please go to ourtownpod.store for merch or to donate now. For less than a cup of coffee, you can also join the website in the member-only area for exclusive bonus content, blogs, and more. It's just $3 a month or $30 a year. Thank you for listening to this production of Our Town Podcast Extraordinaire.